expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful mothers out there in Jefferson. We truly appreciate everything you do, have done, will do. Appreciate it. Mother's Day is wonderful in Jefferson.
It always is.
Hi, I'm Wynn Carpenter. I'm here with my friend and cohort, Terry Raposa. How you doing, Terry?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. And Ashley, who's going to keep her hand over the buzzer and keep us out of trouble.
Oh, that's for the next show.
we don't do that. Yeah, all right. All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on here in Jefferson. And I just, again, wanted to wish everybody, every woman, every mother, a happy Mother's Day. Thank you very much.
And if it weren't for all you ladies, we wouldn't be here.
That's exactly it. Hey, you had something you wanted to throw out there, Terry?
Yeah, well, first of all, tomorrow night we have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30, and that is at 2570 Bonneview Road. And at 6 o'clock, we will be having basically a night of talking about the ballot issues. We're going to discuss those things, not really give an opinion, but sort of throw things out there and maybe some clarification on what some of these things mean. I do find it interesting, though, in the gubernatorial race. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later on, or maybe on the next show. We have Chris Kellstrom and Janet Chandler doing Sovereign Minds today, and they did a stellar job last week.
Yes, they did, and thank you very much to both of them for covering for us.
Oh, they're amazing.
They did an awesome job.
And that's the thing that's beautiful about this. I mean, we have so many teams that can come in and do these things, and, you know, I mean, you know, you guys get a downgrade with Wynn and I, but...
That's right. You know, oh, well, sorry.
But we got the A-team coming in after this. Also, I want to bring up that we are going to have the Jefferson Fest. This is going to be huge, quote our president. The Jefferson Fest will be at Anderson River Park on Saturday, May the 26th. It'll go from 12 noon to 8 o'clock, and it's hosted by the Citizens for Fair Representation. You want to bring your own chairs, but it's free entry. There will be live music, laser tag for the kids. There'll be food vendors. There'll be beer and wine. I know Chris will be happy to hear that. There'll be games, crafts, face painting, balloon animals, and much, much more. It's going to be fantastic. Presented by the Liberty Tour. And it really will be a blast. What a great day. What a beautiful environment with music, food, good times, and lots of stuff for the kids. Bring the kids out. Bring your families out. You young families, come on out to this. Enjoy yourself at the Anderson River Park on Saturday, May the 26th at 12 noon. Come on out and have fun. Oh, we'll probably have cornhole games, too. It isn't on here, but I'm sure that, you know, somebody will bring some cornhole out there and we'll...
Like they did last time.
Like they did last time.
Now, just to make sure everybody understands, it is free admission. But if you want to participate in any of the games, there's a minor fee for those as well.
I think the face painting is free.
Is the face painting free?
I believe it is.
The laser tag does cost.
The laser tag costs.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that. So
and also
clear.
The food and beverages cost also.
Yes, they do.
But admission is free. Music, it should be a great time. I think we have a couple of speakers. I do believe Mark Baird is going to speak.
Okay.
And I think Melissa Hunt, I think we have two speakers that will be out there.
Oh, good.
But it's going to be a great day. There'll be booths, fun, vendors, just... I'm pretty excited about it, and May is such a beautiful month here. We're really blessed with good
park.
Weather. Yep.
The park is really nice.
Park. Absolutely.
Really nice. It's set up well for, you know, a festival like this, and it's good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Winster, what you got, buddy?
All right. Well, we just got back from, well, not just got back, but last week we spent three days on the road. We went to Lassen. We went up there and got to work with some of the committee up there and seeing what they're doing and give them information that they needed and... Got some feedback and doing pretty well up there. Got a good team rallying sources up there. So we just want to give a shout-out to Lassen. And for those that are listening, you know, if they know anybody in Lassen, to make sure that they have their their friends, family, whoever, get in touch with the Lassen Group and see what's going on there. And then also Thursday, we went over to Trinity. And we went over there and had a great time with Trinity. And we were over in Hayfork. Sometimes we go to Weaverville, sometimes we go to Hayfork. And Thursday, we went to Hayfork. And they had a great little town hall there. And Terry did the presentation for the nuts and bolts of what's going on and kind of gave them the update, and actually gave them the update. So they had the most recent information as of Thursday, and where we're headed, what we're doing, and how we're going to get there. And Trinity did a wonderful job. They had a fundraiser, oh gosh, last month, and they pulled the money together, and they presented us with a $10,000 check.
Amazing. So, to stop and think about that community being the size it is. I know their dessert auction drew $1,400. So they did give us a $10,000 check, and that might be a little motivation for some other counties, to get in there. And if they can do it in Hayfork, which is in the middle of...
nowhere.
Well, in the middle of beautiful Trinity. But if they can do it out there with, you know, a couple hundred people, then obviously we can get some things going out here.
Yeah.
I think the thing that really struck me about that group is when I asked Ann Bale and Larry Bale who was on their committee.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, everybody that comes to the meeting.
Everybody comes to the meeting. And that's the way it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, remember, there is no I in team. And I think the main thing we have to all remember is this is about all of us and our families and our kids and, you know, and about our country. And we all need to be involved in this. I mean, you know, we even involved Ashley in it, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
She's smiling. Ashley's smiling.
She all right. Sucked into it.
Well, I think before we do anything else here, you want to go to what you have there in the messenger.
I have a couple other things first.
Go for it.
Okay, the first thing is, as always, we are still looking for donations for our court case fees, keeping in mind that we have to pay for the court costs in order to get through the court process. So in order to do that, we're still asking for donations. And there are three ways that you can do that. You can do it through a PayPal account that we have for Jefferson. You can do it through the GoFundMe State of Jefferson account. And then you can mail check money order to checker money orders to the P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro 96073. And then, I just wanted to update, too, that I just got a check yesterday when I went to the post office box from El Dorado County. And they sent a $5,000 check.
Oh, fantastic. So, thank you, El Dorado.
Yeah, thanks, El Dorado. And it didn't say what it was from or for, but I'm assuming it's just contributions, donations, and sales of all their stuff that they do. So I'm assuming that's what it is. But it was for $5,000.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they did a drawing or not. They might have done a drawing, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember. I know they may have told me in the past, and I don't recall. So anyway, I just want to give a shout-out to El Dorado and thank them very much. So we kind of... replenish the coffers just a little bit, but we have a long ways to go, and we're just hopeful that, you know, more committees are going to, you know, step up and help out so we can keep this court cost thing going, because it takes all of us to make it happen physically and financially to make sure that's going to happen. And then we can – did you want to sneak off to a break real quick?
I think so.
And then
we can
come back
and hit
the other
stuff.
Okay.
And then we come back and do the rest of this, and we will chit-chat about the court case. We also are going to talk about Three Californias.
Oh, Three Californias. Well, the time
has come
for 51.
See.
Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
They are the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen. What does it take to honor our service personnel? What does it take to let them know how much we appreciate them? What does it take to let them know we stand behind them? It takes a force that loves them and supports them. Saturday, May 19th is Armed Forces Day. On behalf of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, we want to say thank you to our armed forces, to the men and women who wear the uniform, and thank you for our freedom.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
For all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I.
Happy Mother's Day, moms.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Kind of a bummer. This is the first Mother's Day without mine. Mine passed last July, so it's been a bummer. But you go to make the call, and you don't. Yeah. And I know there are a great many other people that are experiencing the same thing, so hearts go out to all of them. All righty. Well, we're back at it here. So we're going to talk about the court dates.
Go for it.
We have a couple court dates coming up. The end. All right.
Very good.
We have two court dates coming up. June 1st, which is really, really important. And it's the date that we're going for a three-judge court, which going through the process, whether we get and if we get our tails handed to us or if we get we get what we want, either way, we go to the Supreme Court. So it's a win-win for us going to the Supreme Court. And that's where we need to go. That's where we want to go in order to continue the process towards getting Jefferson for the three state, or for the three state, you God, I can't believe I almost said that, to get Jefferson away from California. So anyway, the three-judge court is what we're going for on June 1st. And we need as many soldiers down there as possible. All the Jeffersonians, if you ever thought about Jefferson, you need to be there. If you've ever uttered the word Jefferson, you need to be there. So we need to make sure that we get everybody down there. Carpool, ride buses, do whatever you have to do. It's on June 1st, and court begins at 10 a.m. And it's on the in the Robert Matsui Courthouse, which is the federal courthouse, at 501 I Street, downtown Sacramento. As you're coming into Sacramento from the north, it's as you look to the east, it's the tallest building right there near I-5. If you can throw a pretty good... if you can throw a ball pretty good, you could probably hit it. It's the tallest one there. It's about 15, 16 stories tall. And so anyway, that's the building we will be going to. So carpool, do buses, whatever you can to be there. We need to be there in mass.
Yeah, we need to pack that courtroom. And also, you take the Richards Boulevard turnoff. It's very simple to get to. But talking about the court case right now, we
Richards,
have...
Richards, or you take J Street?
Well, isn't that the same?
No.
No?
No.
See?
No.
No? No.
Go like you're going to go to the Capitol.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
You sure?
Well, I could be wrong, which I am usually, but hey.
You might be right.
I might not.
Anyway, Google it.
Look it up.
Yeah. We have Mark here on the line. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mark.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing this morning? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening.
Amen.
Yep.
So far, so good. We're keeping out of trouble, or at least we haven't got caught. How about you?
Well, yeah, so far. Days are, it's early, though. I have still plenty of time to get in trouble today.
There you go. I understand.
The court case, my friend.
Well, I heard you talking about it, and you pretty much said everything I can possibly say. It's this is a very important date. For those of you that have never heard this before, and I imagine there aren't very many, but Title 28-2284 says that any voter abridgment or apportionment case that concerns either federal or state legislatures must be assigned to a three-judge court. There's a Supreme Court case, Shapiro versus McManus, that details to the judge how that's supposed to operate and what the grounds are for dismissal of those cases. This judge has ignored Shapiro and has, in fact, used Shapiro to use the general harm argument. In other words, yes, you don't have representation, but since you're all equally disadvantaged, there's nothing the court's going to do about it. And the political question, which is, this is a political matter and courts don't handle political matters. Both of those are lies. Courts handle political matters all the time. I mean, the Hobby Lobby case where they did not want to pay for contraception that was against their religious beliefs. The Janus case where in front of the Supreme Court right now where union members are objecting to paying dues that their democratically controlled unions use to have democratic candidates elected. What could be yeah. more of a political question than that? Citizens United, Baker versus Carr, Gray versus Sanders, Reynolds versus Sims, all political questions. In fact, in the Reynolds case, the dissenting justice said we have no business diving into the thorny thicket of state politics. That's how we got here today, folks. We got here. We're in this position where we have no representation in the state of California, where the dissenting justice in Reynolds said, if we do this, we will create a nation that has an entirely city point of view. That's how we got here. We got here because the court stuck its nose in politics. That's how we're in the situation we're in today. That and the fact that the California legislature has not added one single representative to the people's house of government, the people's branch of government, even though we've added 39.5 million people to this state since the last representative was added. That is not constitutional republic. That is tyranny. It is tyranny by an oligarchy, and they did it in order to, in 1879, to prevent Chinese from gaining access to political power. That's why they did it. And they admit that. They admit it today. The only grounds for dismissal on this case that are adequate under the law are the case is frivolous and without merit. The state has never argued that. The state has never argued that our facts are incorrect. It has never argued the factual assertions we make in this case. The state has never said, yes, you have enough representation. Well, what are we saying? We're saying we don't have enough representation. Your vote doesn't count. No one cares how you vote. It doesn't matter. You're not represented. The state has never said, yes, you do have enough representation, and yes, your vote does count. They've never said that. The state has never, in any of its filings, called this case frivolous or without merit. The judge has never said that our case is frivolous or without merit. The judge has never said, well, I think you do have enough representation, case dismissed. She's never said that. The other aspect of it, it has to be settled Supreme Court law for her to dismiss our case. There is no settled Supreme Court law. This is the first case of its kind. Our consultants, Judge Kaczynski and Stuart Jay, the former Dean of Law at Washington University, and Judge Kaczynski, former Chief Magistrate of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, agree that this is cutting-edge constitutional law. This is a case that must be heard. Will we allow this judge to kick the can down the road another 100 years? In other words, if it's okay for a state senator to represent a million people, in her esteemed opinion, her jury of one, is it okay for a state senator to represent 10 million people, 20 million, 30 million? Where's the end of this? This question must be answered. And it's better to answer it now than it is 100 years from now, because this question will be asked again and again and again until there is an open rebellion in this state to restore a constitutional republic. Remember what we hope to achieve, folks. You cannot split a state judicially. It's not constitutionally permitted. However, we can create a situation where the representative ratio in the state of California is such that it is obvious even to the worst blind fool, and there are tons of blind fools in Sacramento. In fact, I'd say there are 120 of them, and if you add in the governor and the lieutenant governor and the felon that calls himself the attorney general, in other words, the felon who is the chief law enforcement officer in Sacramento, if you add those to the blind fool list, we have probably a couple of hundred blind fools can see that the people will restore liberty, and the only answer is to break this state into smaller governmental units where adequate representation is not only possible but achievable. We demand liberty. We demand representation through smaller districts and representatives who have to care what you think, because it'll be cheap and easy to get rid of a crook or a bum. Now, look, here's the tough question. Liberty's messy. What you're going to do with your liberty depends upon you and your community. It will be yours to choose. However, it is not yours to choose now. What's their next deal? They're going to make parts of the Bible illegal. There's a bill in to make using plastic straws illegal. Plastic bags are already illegal. You pay a higher price than anyone in the nation for fuel, and that you drive on the worst roads. And the next thing they want to do, tax your tap water. The basic necessities of life, the air you breathe is already taxed through carbon credits, and the tax on your tap water, and the next thing is tax on your food. And then there'll be service taxes. Every time you go to the barber, you're going to pay a tax. Every time you call a plumber, you're going to pay a tax. You know, my question is, people, when will you have had enough in order to support a movement and a goal that is achievable, possible, in the immediate future to restore liberty for yourselves, your community, your children, and your grandchildren? What is your line in the sand? And we're asking you to cross that line and join us on June the 1st to ensure that we have our day in court and we have a chance, just a chance, to restore liberty in the slave state called California.
You know, Mark, you hit something that really, you actually mentioned, and this is true, folks, the felon who is the attorney general, the felon who has threatened businesses, the felony that has been created by our governor. I mean, these people are openly breaking the law like this. How much more of this are we going to take? I was talking to a friend today. In fact, I was talking to Mark this morning, and we were talking about the gas situation. You know, we were looking, 4 months ago, gas was $2.45 a gallon. What are you paying now, $3.50? I mean, how much more of this do we take? Something else, Mark, I wanted to bring up, and I wanted you to touch on this if you could. There are many placards outside the courthouse, outside the Robert Bentsery Courthouse, and my favorite is, justice delayed is justice denied. I believe our judge delayed us a bit, hasn't she?
This judge has been dancing around the issue for just a touch over 1 year. Wow. I am convinced that her goal is to spend us into oblivion and to ensure that the people of this state are denied justice. You know, the Article III courts in the United States Constitution, and that federal court is an Article III court, were established to see that the people of this nation would always have justice. Since when is the vehicle that we created in order to ensure justice in a position to deny the people who created it that very justice. I say no to that, and I hope 10,000 people show up June 1st to help us say no to that. I mean, look, this is the deal. This is ours to win or lose, and public pressure counts. Show up. That's all I can say. If you want this bad enough, show up. I understand there are people who can't, first responders. There are people whose jobs are critical to the health and safety of their neighbors and friends. My job is one of those. I'm hoping to be there, but if I can't be there, it's because someone's house will burn down if I'm not there. So, you know, I understand those things, but please, if it's within your purview, if it's possible for you to show up, do it. This is one of our most important court dates we're ever going to run into. And if we get this three-judge court on the first, we will take this case to the United States Supreme Court, and we will win it. So this is important. We need to be there.
Now, folks, you need to show up about 9 o'clock in the morning there. That'd be 9 a.m. in the morning. Want to get there in plenty of time and bring your flags, bring your signs. You know, this has been, you know, as Mark was mentioning in Article 3, I mean, these judges serve as long as they have, quote, good behavior. I mean, you know, has this been good behavior by this judge? I mean, that's a question you could ask.
Well, one of her things that she's done, what happened last August when she gave us our three-judge court, and then
2 hours later.
Yeah, very shortly thereafter, she rescinded it. What kind of a pressure did she get from somebody else that may be sitting under the dome?
I don't know
that,
how much pressure it was, but the state whined and she changed her mind.
That's
so
exactly
our
it.
Our opponent in court, the nonpartisan, non-biased judge, the person who sits above all of the people and decides things from a position of the law and justice, handed our complaint to the opposition, and when they whined, she changed her mind about the three-judge court in opposition to United States Code 282284. So that's the fight we're in, folks, and that fight hasn't changed. We need to go to that court, and we need to make sure, we need to demand that the people get justice.
And then if she gives us the smaller courtroom, like it looks like she's going to, which would be courtroom 3.
Holds 58 people.
Right. And we did ask, our attorneys did politely and respectfully ask for a larger courtroom, as we did the last time, and we haven't heard a peep. If we don't get that, folks, we want to fill up that hallway. We want to fill up the street. And I know that Rally Sally will be marching around, leading a march around Jericho.
Around the Capitol. Courthouse, sorry.
And she'll be marching around there. We need 1,000 people to march around there with megaphones saying, we will not tolerate injustice anymore. We will not tolerate not having our day in court. Himasabi.
You know, my question is, will you submit? Will you submit to tyranny? Will you become a slave in the state your fathers and your grandfathers and your forefathers created? Will you? I mean, this is the question that I have for everyone listening. Are you prepared to become a slave in the state your fathers and forefathers created for you? Because if you are, all you have to do is nothing. That's where this is going. And it's obvious for anyone with eyes and ears to see. And if this weren't the truth, I would tell you it wasn't. But the state is moving to put man's law above God's law. The state is moving to remove all of the inalienable rights guaranteed you by Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution. Your right to life, your right to protect your life, your right to possess property, your right to defend your property. They are moving now aggressively and actively, and they've already done it in many areas, to ensure that Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution is absolutely and positively meaningless. That is the only article in the California Constitution that binds government, and it is almost null and void. Are you going to allow that? Is that okay with you? That's the question you have to answer in your own heart. Because if it's not okay with you, contribute to this lawsuit. Help us win. Help us help you. Help us achieve constitutional republic and liberty. And it's yours to help us with, or yours to help us lose.
And all Californians benefit by us winning and going through the process.
Absolutely.
All Californians benefit. And that's the beauty of it.
Yes, they do. I guess what I'm asking is, don't be a free rider. Come on, help us carry the water.
Amen.
Well, Mark, thank you, brother. Thank you, Kemosabe, for all you do. And that was great. Put everything in perspective. You make winning and my job a lot easier.
Yes, sir.
Well, the time has come for 51, and happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
All right, my friend. With that, we're going to go quickly to the professor, and then we're going to have to go to a break pretty quick, professor. So what you got? Got to turn your radio down, buddy.
It's down.
Good morning. Oh. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. Are we having a wonderful day?
We are. We are.
In the neighborhood.
All right. I'm just calling in. We can't emphasize enough. We need 30,000 in Sacramento because this is the people's battle to win or lose. And a couple hundred people doesn't do it. Like last time, if I were the judge and looked out the courthouse window and saw 200 people, I would laugh. We need to be 30,000 strong in Sacramento, June 1, and show the judge and others that we mean business.
Well, we've emphasized that on Freedom in Action. We're going to be emphasizing that on K-High. If you guys are listening, or if anybody is listening in that will listen to K-High in Placer County?
Yeah.
You guys on that radio program need to start talking about this court case with as much emphasis as possible, please. And so anybody listening in, if you could give those guys a jingle Wynn's going to give all the particulars of the radio station that we're talking about, radio program right now.
Yeah, the State of Jefferson station down in the Placer County area is K-High, K-A-H-I, AM 950, and FM 104.5. And the programming is from 10 to 11 a.m., and you can call them at 530-885-3565. Again, 530-885-3565, and they follow our show at 10 a.m. down there.
And would you put out the phone numbers, Rally Sally's phone number? Isn't she wagon master for the buses? So that phone number ought to be out so people can become on board.
Yeah, she is on, that's for Shasta County, for the one leaving here, Gary, but you're absolutely right. So that's 530-246-9706, 530-246-9706. Thank you, Professor, as usual. You're stellar, and I'll tell you.
And thank you yesterday for the phone calls and having Mark come on Pete's program. It was wonderful, and it was a good day, I thought, on the radio for the State of Jefferson.
Well, I think the nice thing is, too, and I do want to emphasize this, the idea of the Jefferson programs now being on 1, 2, 3, 4 different stations, 4 different radio stations carrying these types of programs. We have around 8 teams, mm-hmm. 8 teams of people who do the programs. I know here in Shasta County, we have, in fact, I think it's 10 now, but I know in Shasta County we have 4 teams, and Gary, you're part of one of them. And that's the great thing about this, is the duplication that we're able to do in the fact that we have folks who can come on, carry the message out, and really get the word out there. So, Professor, thank you, my good friend. I'll see you tomorrow night, and time has come for 51, buddy, hasn't it?
Thank you. Bye.
Hi. So we have Round Mountain Bob. I think it's Round Mountain. Is this you? Is this you, Sarge?
Huh? Pardon?
Is this you?
Yep.
Pappy,
yep.
Is this you?
Yeah, this is me.
This is me. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, what I'd like to know, I know we got right now one bus going down here. If we can get enough people out of Redding and Red Bluff, how many buses can we get to go down there? Do you have any idea?
I'm not coordinating the buses, neither is Terry, so we're not sure. We have another person who attends our meetings that is coordinating that. So I'm assuming that as long as we get butts in the seats accounted for, then they will get the buses for us. But I don't know that for sure.
I do. The buses that are being done, Bob, are being done by individual counties. The one bus that's
He's talking about Shasta County.
Well, Shasta County, as far as I know, has one bus.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we have is one bus. Okay. And,
but if
and
we can get enough people signed up
at this point, two or three buses,
could we get them?
Well, it depends. If we can get two or three buses coming out of Shasta County, that'd be great. But right now we're in the process of filling one. But, yes, sir, we could do that.
Right.
But the thing is,
it's what I wanted to know because I'm going to talk to my church.
Oh, good.
I have a fellow that I spoke to, and it looks like maybe this week we are going to talk to churches in Shasta County and let them know about what California wants to do with AB, I believe it's 2348, about helping people understand if they want to be male or female and what can happen. And if they want to lose their Bible, they want to lose their churches, you know, that's up to them. But if they want Jefferson, they can keep their Bible and they can keep their churches.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
It's getting pretty outrageous, but what Bob's referring to is, I believe it's, I'm not sure if it's Senate bill or assembly bill, but it's 2443, I think. But I'm
43.
Not really. But okay. Wynn has it over here, and we'll be, or he doesn't have it. Okay, but anyway, that particular bill states that if someone wants to change their particular lifestyle, that a pastor or a counselor cannot use the Bible and verses in the Bible to influence them on their decision. Anyway, I'm sure that we'll get that. I believe it's Senate bill. I want to say 2443 or 2340,
yeah,
something like that. But anyway, I don't remember which one it is. But I know that it, from what I understand, it did pass. I know that Chris has that information, and he'll give you that. He and Jan will give you that information on the next program. But yeah, I mean, it's outrageous, and we do need to go to the churches. The moral compass of folks has to start shining here, and we've got to go to the churches and get them involved, and that's good to hear. So we'll get that information for you, Bob, so that when you guys go to the churches, you're giving them the right bill and the right information on exactly what that particular bill says.
Well, I feel between that and what we're paying now in gas, if that isn't enough to get people off their backside and get involved in Jefferson, I don't know what's going to get them going.
Well, we just, you know, we just have to keep fighting the fight. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks very much.
Have a great
Bob.
One. Happy Mother's Day.
Same to you, Bob.
Same to you, buddy.
You bet.
Okie doke. So with that, we ought to probably go off to a break here and, let's do that, and then we have some things on the backside of the break. So time has come.
4:51.
Your men of Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul, but the men like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Hey!
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho! 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 I said that!
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back, everybody. Little clarification on what Bob just called about. It is AB 2943, and what that bill states basically is that if someone wants to change their alternative lifestyle to a conventional lifestyle, that a priest or a pastor can't use the Bible to influence them. I really don't know how much more egregious that can be.
Yeah, and all they're doing is using it to counsel. That's all they're doing. That's what their calling in life is, to counsel. And that's, you know, they can't counsel people that are in trouble or need help or are asking for counsel. And the bill is an active bill and it's in committee process, according to the California Legislative Information Status.
Also, you know, we said we were going to touch on the three-state initiative by Tim Draper. And I want to touch on that briefly. I know we've kind of beat it up pretty well. But the idea of the three-state initiative is not only something that's unconstitutional, but if it does go in and does pass, because we know that we don't have the rule of law in the state of California, and we know the assembly could do whatever they wanted, I wanted to give some ramifications on that. We have three different ways we can vote. We have one way we can vote, which would be, yeah, we'll get behind it, because then once we get that split, we can be in a position to demand our position of Jefferson and the counties we want to have. Well, there wouldn't be any guarantee on that. It would be something, though, we would force into action if it does pass, and we would have to take that position. Voting or not voting on it is an issue where people are going to say, well, you know, they really don't care about this anyway, so no one voted on it, so it's a non-issue. The other is voting no on it. They'll say, well, see, they didn't care about a state split anyway. But what we've done in Jefferson is we've elected to vote no, with the caveat of saying we're voting no because we want our state of Jefferson. And we also do not want to hurt the United States of America. How does it hurt the United States, and how does it swing the balance of power? That's what I'm going to give you right now very quickly.
And it's ugly.
It's very ugly. If you look at Northern California, what Mr. Draper has put out there in Northern California, which he is part of because he's in Santa Clara County, you look at Santa Clara County, you can look at San Francisco County, San Mateo County, and Sacramento County, and guess what? We are lumped in with them. Well, let's look at it as far as voters. The Republican vote there and the registered voters are 1,064,641. The Democrats are 3,402,347.
Almost 3-1.
Yeah, almost 3-1. So, quiz, drum roll, what color is that state?
That blue.
So let's go over to California, what Mr. Draper calls California, which includes Monterey, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, but also Ventura and Los Angeles County. Now, in that particular state, there's 1,057,000 voters for the Republican side. In the Democrats, there is 2,935,000. Easily double. So let me ask you this. What color is that state?
Blue.
Now let's go to Southern California, which you'd be surprised, which is the most conservative. And in Southern California, which includes San Bernardino and San Diego, Imperial, Kern, that particular county, or excuse me, state, would be on the Republican side, 1,962,000. On the Democrats, 2,417,000, which creates what color?
Blue.
It does. The ratio is only about 35%, which is still quite large, but not 3-1 in the other two states. That would create 6 United States senators that would be liberal Democrats in the United States Senate, where the landmass now that we call California only has 2. You see how critical this is? Mr. Draper. Mr. Draper, great conservative, Mr. Draper, champion of the children. Mr. Draper, thank you for this great initiative you put out there. However, here's the rub. He's basing it on Article 18, Section 3, which states that the electors, which are us, can change the Constitution by a vote, by an initiative. Now, the problem with that is that once these boundaries are written and once these boundaries are done, what gives the state of California the jurisdiction to say what the state of Northern California can do or what the state of Southern California can do?
And what constitutions are going to be blended into all those states? They're going to change the California Constitution. They will create a constitution for Northern California and for Southern California that will be most likely like California Constitution that they will be able to control into perpetuity.
So he will have his own little kingdom there in Santa Clara.
Well, he'll have all 3 states at that point if he does it right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and also it would have to get through Congress, as you know, because Article 4, Section 3 does state that it needs to pass the legislative body of the state and also the legislative body of the Senate and the House of Representatives, so the Congress. So
you're saying we shouldn't support this?
The idea of this is lunacy.
Absolutely.
It's just lunacy. And, you know, I'm glad that he's happy about spending all this money. The challenge we have is that we may have a legislative body, both on the oligarchy, we'll just call it an oligarchy, that it would make it great. And by the way, folks, the way this state is mapped out, since Jerry Brown does own property in Colusa, he could be the governor of Northern California.
Again.
Yes. And this is happy news for Jim Nielsen, our great Republican fighter there. Jim could, you know, who would be terming out very shortly, he could have a whole new lease on life.
Yep.
And he could always tell us, oh, how hard he's fighting, and he just doesn't have any way of winning, but oh my gosh, you know, I'm
keep on
still
swinging.
In power.
Keep on swinging.
Anyway. Well,
and then also, too, depending on who Jerry wants to bring along with him, they would come along with, and they would be the rest of the leadership in California.
Yeah.
Or in what we call Jefferson, along with all the other counties that are not currently in Jefferson.
And with that, we have Nick on the line. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning,
hey,
Nick.
Good morning. Hey, I was thinking about Tim Draper claiming he's a conservative.
Yeah.
That's as ridiculous as Redding City Council that's headed by the bubble-headed bleach blonde Kristen Schrader claiming that they're conservative.
You're right.
That being said, what I'm curious about is if they did split it 3 ways, how would that affect the Electoral College? Would that give them an advantage there, too?
Yes.
They'd gain some electoral votes?
Well, they would hold the balance.
Yeah, they hold the balance. I mean, the whole deal is that if you swing the entire Senate, the way this could swing the Senate, I mean, you know, that's going to create the balance of power right there. I mean, you know, you have right now minorities in the Senate, in the United States Senate right now with the Democrats who are still holding their own. But if they have a majority, and it would be a pretty healthy majority. And, of course, the way the Republicans are going with the position of do nothing, thank God for Donald Trump. You know, I mean, it just, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is it would swing the whole balance of power in Congress. And that's the real deal.
Well, we sure can't let that happen.
No, and that's the crazy part about this. I mean, we can play all kinds of games, but the real deal is that, you know, we have to stop this now, and we have to stand on who we are. Now, what we're going to do is we will have a press conference about the three Californias. We'll have a press conference on the court case, et cetera, and we will have a press release. So our position will be we want a state split, but we want the state of Jefferson. And that's what we're fighting for. That's the deal. We need to stay the course. We need to keep our eye on the ball here and not be in a position to where we're vacillating or trying to be cute on something. If, in fact, reality being, if this initiative does pass in the unlawful, corrupt state oligarchy we call California, if it does happen, then we have to be prepared with 30,000 people to go down to the Capitol and saying, no, we will not comply.
Amen.
It's a real deal, guys. It's the real deal here. I mean, you know.
Isn't it against the Constitution to split a state by vote?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But the initiative, he's banking it on the fact that he's saying that Article 18, Section 3 of the California Constitution says that we can change the Constitution of California with the electors voting and passing an initiative. Well, what he doesn't seem to realize is that even if that does happen, that the Senate and the Assembly can hold it up forever, and they also can get rid of it. So, I mean, the whole thing goes south on so many different directions, I can't even tell you.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Nick.
You're welcome, Nick. And by the way, say howdy to Signe.
I will.
Wish her happy Mother's Day.
Okay, I already did. All right.
All right, buddy.
Now, keep in mind, you know, the people all over the northern counties, the area we belovingly called Jefferson, are rejecting the sanctuary state policy. So this is all part of the whole process of all the dynamics that are playing into it. So currently we have non-sanctuary counties are Tehama, Siskiyou, Shasta, Tuolumne, Lassen, and Mariposa. Unless I missed one, hopefully I didn't. And then the non-sanctuary cities are Anderson, Lincoln, Colusa, Yuba City, Waterford, and I believe Ripon. I think I got them all listed here. If I'm wrong, if I miss somebody, I apologize. But just wanted to give everybody a heads up on that. And guess what? Not one little mention on any of the national news, because they're all concerned about the heavily populated areas that are down next to the border. And rightfully so, they're closer to the border. However, we're part of California as well as we stand today. So these are the counties that have cities that have started it well before. Tehama, Siskiyou, and Anderson and Lincoln, I believe, all were non-sanctuary before it even started down in Southern California. So we had two counties and two cities for sure that were already in there before Southern California even began it. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that. And I think, was Shasta in there before Southern California? I think they were, but I don't recall. I can't remember on the calendar time. I'm going to have to get the dates. But just want to give everybody a heads up. That's what we have. So, again, we're doing the work, and our people up here are listening to us. And keep in mind, some of these counties are non-sanctuary, and so are some of these cities, due to Jefferson folks. You're going there, you're making the noise, you're talking to them and educating them to get on board with this so that we can protect where we live and so we can be our sovereign citizens of the sovereign state.
Remember D-Day, June 1st, 9 a.m. Our case should be heard at 10,
yep,
maybe a little after that.
501 I Street.
Sacramento, California, the Robert Matsui Courthouse. So we need to be there, folks. And then one last quick reminder on the Jefferson Fest at Anderson River Park, Saturday, May 26th, from 12 noon to 8 o'clock at night. It's free entry. It's hosted by the Citizens for Fair Representation. Make sure you bring your chairs. It's free entry. And we have live music. We'll have laser tag, good food, beer and wine, games, crafts, face painting, balloon animals, and much, much more. So, with that, my good friend, I think that we have about 30 seconds here. As Mark said, you know, where's your line in the sand? I mean, come on. We need to get this thing going.
It's now or never.
It's now or never. And remember, justice delayed.
Is justice denied?
Because time has come.
For 51.
You don't know us. You have no clue. Until you tell us what to do. We don't know you. What you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled.